Moncrief on News Talk.
The bylaws can vary, but in most public places, dogs have to be kept on a lead or under what's known as effectual control. But if these laws are being observed, then why do so many dogs invade Chrissy Russell's space? Why, when she's outside, does she have to keep dodging dog poo? And it's no fun for her. She doesn't even like dogs. Chrissy, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Did it take you a while to summon up the courage to admit this in public, that you didn't like dogs?
It's something I have sat on for years, and I have to laugh because my husband's a crime journalist, and I swear he's never been as frightened for anything he's written as he was for me writing about saying I don't like dogs. You're not allowed to say it.
Yeah, it's not, no, because, you know, they're cute and all that kind of stuff. Do you know why you don't like dogs?
Well, I know I don't like dogs from the weekend because one tried to bounce up on me and scared the bejesus out of me. And when that wasn't happening, it was dodging piles of steam and crap on the ground. So I know why I don't like them recently. But where it came from originally, I'm honestly not sure. I had a friend who was attacked whenever we were young. An Alsatian took a chunk out of him. And that was quite traumatic. But as I said in my piece in the Irish Independent today, he now owns a dog. He's fine. Whereas I'm still the one trying to dodge puppies. So no, I'm not sure where it's come from, but I'm out and I'm proud now saying, no, do you know what? I don't like dogs.
Yeah, and is it a nervousness about dogs or you just don't like them? You just find them annoying?
It's a mixture of things, so it is. And I know I'm going to be dragged even more so than I have been online because, God, people don't like you saying you don't like dogs. But I don't know, I get a real pick-me energy off them. They're very needy. I find that they invade personal space. I'm just going all the time now. I don't care anymore. It's like the dam has burst. And particularly, I just think dog owners, and I do say it, not all dog owners, but there's a certain contingent of dog owners who just don't seem to think that the rules apply to them. And they do ruin public spaces then for other people because they're not cleaning up after the dogs. They are letting them off the lead. And I just think, like, I don't think it's a nice attitude to have.
Yeah. Also, there's this thing where, and you do remark on this, that they're picking up the dog poo in the bag, but they're not bringing it home with them. They're leaving it on trees, like they have these poo bushes now.
Oh, this drives me absolutely mental because I have seen this so many times where, yes, it's made its way into the baggie, but then the baggie is dangled on a branch like a bauble. And I have kids. My youngest child has special needs. He sees a bulging bag and his mind goes straight to best case scenario. That's sweets. That's a treat. That's a present. So he's making a beeline for it. And you're just like, why? Like, if you're going to have the pet, accept that you need to look after it. And this drives me bad as well. I'm on a roll now. But people treating them like they're humans and getting all absorbed into, oh, mummy's going to look after you. Here's a little coat for you to wear. And I think they're so caught up in the cute side of it. You're like, well, actually, no, you need to clear up after it as well.
Yeah. No, but that's, that's an interesting point. Well, two interesting points kind of buried in there. One is that people who love dogs assume that everyone else loves dogs.
And
they seem to prefer dogs to humans, perhaps, at times.
Yes, and I find when I was writing this piece, I found an interesting stat where not only will only 12% of people actually admit to not liking dogs, but some vast percentage, I think it was about 40% of people, said they wouldn't trust somebody who said they didn't like dogs. So people get really kind of, they make a big judgment on who you are as a person if you're not just as in love with their little pup as they are. It's And it doesn't seem to happen with other animals. Like, nobody gets as passionate about this with, like, cats or gerbils or rabbits.
No, I suppose not. Well, no, a lot of people would be cat lovers as well. You do get a bit of that, I think.
Oh, no, nobody. Yeah. I tell you, if I'd written a piece about cats, there's no way I would have been getting the abuse that I've been getting online for this one. Although, I'll
really?
Tell you as well, the amount of people who've slid into my DMs to silently say, do you know what, I agree with you, I don't like dogs ever either, I've never felt confident saying it, but you're absolutely right. So we are out there. I reckon that 12% thing's a lot higher. It's just people are scared to say it.
Yeah, it's a curious thing, though, if you're going to rate the quality of another human being as to whether they like dogs or not. And that's the only criteria you're using. Not how they treat people, but whether they like dogs.
It's really seen as the amount of people who have said, I don't trust someone who doesn't like dogs, which is like absolutely bananas. And again, it's not that I'm going around terrorizing puppies or something. Like, I'm not attacking dogs.
That would be fun to do. You start walking up to dogs in parks and going, you know what, you're ugly.
I'm not wearing a big t-shirt. I hate hounds or anything. Like, it's been, up until this point, it's been pretty passive. But no, people seem to think, oh, you are the worst. Although I did have to laugh at the amount of people asking if I was any relation to Jack.
Boom, boom. Well, a fair few people texting in to agree with you. So you are not alone in your plight, Chrissy. And thanks a million, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the journalist Chrissy Russell there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.